Crowded emergency rooms around the country are at their breaking point, according to the Institute of Medicine. In Wisconsin, the crunch is worst in urban Milwaukee, where Bill Bazan from the Wisconsin Hospital Association says emergency room use has gone up the past 6 years.
We have noticed a trending up to the point where it's actually becoming what I would term a crisis.
One reason people end up in emergency rooms is because they can't find affordable medical care elsewhere first. Bazan says some patients have to wait 3 or 4 weeks to get into community clinics in urban Milwaukee. He says the majority of patients in ERs are not undocumented immigrants who may fear exposure to authorities, nor is it the uninsured. Rather, Bazan says it's the elderly, along with those on medical assistance, who are cramming into ERs.
The biggest traffic, if you will, or what I would call hyper users, are the Medicaid population, both fee-for-service and HMO, as well as the general assistance population in Milwaukee County.
Emergency room care is often the most expensive, and so Wisconsin lawmakers concerned about the state's medical assistance costs wanted to know who is using emergency rooms and for what ailments. The most recent state audit, done in 2004, found that a small percentage of Medicaid patients accounted for almost a third of emergency room visits. One person on medical assistance had 379 visits in 1 year. The audit did not determine whether the visits were medically necessary. However, auditors concluded that there was not a trend of widespread abuse. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.